whenever it is said in Bhagavad Gita that whenever dharma goes down, adharma comes up, Krishna appears. So now we see so many terrible things are happening. Why is Krishna not appearing? Actually, there are different seasons in the cosmic cycle. It's like some seasons are very cold. So now, that's just the way nature is. So like that, the present age is the age of Kali Yuga. So Kali Yuga is the age of degradation. So in this age, degraded things will happen. That's just the nature of this age. And Krishna comes whenever there is degradation. And because there is constant degradation in this age, so Krishna comes in a form that is constantly available to us. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. So in Kali Yuga, Krishna descends as his holy name. And by chanting the holy names, by absorbing ourselves in remembrance of Krishna through chanting of his holy names, so we can be lifted above the problems of this world. The problems will be there, but our consciousness will not be consumed by those problems. Like if it's very cold outside, and then we come into a room with good heating, we feel comforted, we feel cozy. Like that, in the world, we think of hundreds of things, our mind gets agitated. But we bring our consciousness to Krishna, we chant his holy name, we absorb ourselves in remembrance, we experience relief. So, because the weather in this world, in this age itself is karmically negative, it is a degraded age. So, Krishna comes not to kill people, not to kill the miscreants. He comes to destroy the mentality that gets us attracted to materialistic things, and that causes these problems. So Krishna comes as the holy name, and Krishna also comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the chanting of the holy names. So to the extent we take shelter of the holy name, to that extent we can experience relief from the problems of this world, and to that extent we can also become agents of change ourselves. Once a person went to God and he said, so many problems in life, God, why don't you do something? Why don't you send someone? So he heard a voice. I've already sent someone. Who is this? It's a little here and there. So then he said, who is this? This is God speaking. He says, I have already sent someone. Who is that? You. The idea is, every one of us can either be a part of the solution or we can be a part of the problem. So we all can take the initiative and we can play our part. It may be a small part, if Krishna wants it can be a big part. But we all can be a part of the solution. So if we wait for Krishna to come and make things better, Prabhupada says in a lecture that when Krishna and Arjuna were fighting on the battlefield, Arjuna showed Krishna the Virat Rupa. He showed him that, you know, how all the warriors are destroyed. All the enemies have been destroyed. Arjuna did not say to Krishna, Krishna, you have destroyed all of them and you do all the work. Krishna, actually, Arjuna, he had faith in Krishna's omnipotence, but Arjuna was ready to fight for Krishna's sake. So as devotees, when we see the degraded age of this, we see this as an opportunity for service. Krishna has given all of us an opportunity to be a part of the solution. And to the extent we take up that opportunity, we try to ourselves be conscious of Krishna, and we try to share Krishna consciousness with others. To that extent, Krishna will empower us. And we will be able to make more and more contributions in the mode of service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is the most outstanding example of this. It's just one elderly man with no contacts, no financial support, no institutional support. And still, one person, he took up Krishna's mission and he was able to do so much. So by his mercy, by Krishna's mercy, if we also try, we can also be part of the solution. Thank you.
So we'll take one last question. Just in the interest of time, we'll take one last question. Afterwards, we always feel that